Larry Weber joins us this morning on this first day of February to tell us a little bit about January. Kind of a dull month, not much happened, right, Larry?
Oh, that's right, yeah. It was really 2 months.
At least.
Yeah, it was quite an amazing month. I don't think most of us will forget January of 2019. When we started off on the 4th of January and had temperatures of 40 degrees, a record-setting high temperature for that date, we probably didn't expect that we would be 40 below by the end of the month. So quite an interesting month. If you look at statistics, like I say, it really looks like 2 months. The first half, up to and including the 15th, the average temperature was more than 20 degrees, and that is compared to a normal of about 10, so way above normal. Only 2 days that we had below zero temperatures, and 7 times, or was it maybe 8 times, the temperature got above 30 degrees. That is, way above normal. And then turning things around, starting on the 16th and going to the end of the month, the average temperature, this is a hard statistic to believe, but the average temperature for that time was less than zero. The average temperature was -4 for all that time. And of those 16 days, 14 of them recorded a temperature of zero or below at least sometime during the day, and several were below zero all day. So quite interesting. Yeah, we ended up with a week that we'll all remember. School closings and so forth because of cold and wind chill. We will certainly remember that. I also heard more talk and more articles about tomorrow is the 23rd anniversary of the coldest temperature ever recorded in Minnesota, -60 at Tower. And this cold snap of the last few days has brought that back in the memory. That was a very impressive day. My thermometer didn't quite continue to work right, and so I never did get an accurate reading at what it was at my house, but I estimate somewhere around -45. And as I said, Tower was -60. There were many other places that were very cold. Now, people often will talk about that. People tend to remember extremes, but what they don't remember is that 5 days later, on February 7, the temperature was 45 above. That's the way February is. February is a month where we tend to see the fluctuations. We may see very cold, but we may see also these mild days. And it is a month where we are really going to see quickly the days getting longer. Right now, we're somewhere around 9.5, a little bit more than 9.5 hours of daylight each day, and that will speed up to become, by the end of the month, 11 hours of daylight. So, as I said, we really see it at this time. Snow-wise, February usually doesn't get much snow, but there are exceptions, like last February. Last February, we had more than 20 inches of snow. It was the snowiest month of the winter, but that doesn't happen very often. I think I've only seen that twice happening. February is normally a dry month, and we don't get much snow. I always told my students, if you want a day off of school because of snow, don't expect it in February, and that usually is correct. January, on the other hand, yeah, we do get snow, and this year the amount of snow we got, like it was with the temperature, happened mostly in the second half of the month. We had a little over 10 inches of snow in January, which is compared to the over 19 normal, just a little bit more than half. Well, most of that came in the second half of the month. So the second half of the month, yeah, that acted like January. The first half of the month, I'm not sure what it was. We are still behind normal with the total seasonal snowfall, though we are about equal to where we were last year at this time. So we'll see what's going to come. You know, these months have been very hard to forecast. Both December and January have had quite a difference in the first half and the second half. Now, we're warming up this weekend, and so it looks like we might be headed for a warmer time of the first half of February. However, if you look into next week, it's going to get chilly again, but I don't think it's going to be as cold as it was. I think the coldest part of the winter is probably over by this time. Other things of note going on, a response to the cold. It was really interesting watching the birds come to bird feeders all fluffed up. They weren't too much variety, but nevertheless, the ones who came very often. And they were fluffed up their feathers to try to keep warm, and they seem to have succeeded because they were out there. They're out there again this morning. I had a couple of surprises. One of them was goldfinches. I think I mentioned last time that goldfinches had probably finally arrived at the bird feeder, and I had a flock of about a dozen of them. They've been kind of sporadic since then, but I still see the goldfinches as recently as this morning. And then just a short time ago, I had a huge surprise when a pine siskin moved in. First one I've seen the entire winter, and it just moved in. You know, it's not unusual that finches come in bigger numbers in the second half of winter, and we might be seeing that. Then I got to tell you something really strange that happened yesterday morning. We had minus 40 here yesterday morning, and I was out for a walk. Now, yesterday's temperature, minus 40, was without a wind, so that was the actual temperature. And it was clear, plenty of sunlight. And as I was walking, I heard this noise, and I stopped to take a closer look, and it was a woodpecker drumming. And as I got closer and closer, I was able to actually see the bird. It was a hairy woodpecker that was drumming. Now, drumming is kind of a very fast pounding of its bill against the tree, and woodpeckers do that as a territorial symbol. They don't sing like other birds, and so they do that. And I understand that it's quite common in spring, but to make this drumming at 40 below really surprised me. So I'm not sure what's going on. I think the sunlight must have influenced that particular woodpecker. Other things of note, don't expect to see any groundhogs. No, that's not going to happen. As near as I can figure out, that whole story comes about from a misunderstanding of some of the animals from our European ancestors when they came to this country. What is really going on, and the reason they applied it to February too, is that if you took the days from the winter solstice all the way to the vernal equinox of March, okay, it's about 90 days, and you divide it in half, well, that's where we are right now. Or to put it in different words, what really is going on is it's a midwinter look to see. Many people look to the future when we are in midwinter, and they want to go past that into spring. But nope, let's just sit back and enjoy it. It's going to be an interesting ride. I think January taught us that there's plenty to see, and it's going to continue to be that way. And speaking of plenty to see, I would suggest anybody who can to go to the National Weather Service National Weather Service website this morning, where they have a list of all the recorded low temperatures for the last few days. It's a very impressive list. Heading it is Cotton with minus 56, but there are others that are in the minus 50s and minus 40s and are all over the place. So, yep, Minnesota, northern Minnesota lived up to its name this time. So, okay, enjoy it. Take care.
Thanks so much, Larry. Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac, every Friday right here on Northland Morning.